Welcome back to the conversation. I am one of your hosts, Ben. This is Ben
as
well.
Wait, hold on.
Gotcha. No, I'm Josh. This is Ben. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the learning curve of VR. So, You're a brand new person coming to a Control V.
Oh, what is this place? What is this awesome place with virtual reality in it?
Now, if you've done your due diligence, you've watched the video online of what to expect when you get here, so you're not completely amazed, but you'll still be completely amazed. One of our biggest missions here is to try to make sure that everybody is successful in VR. And success usually comes along with you've done something correct in the game. You've succeeded in that game somehow. You've gotten a high score. You've completed a level. Whatever it is, right?
Exactly.
We want you to be successful. Now, success doesn't always happen instantly. Mm-hmm. We know this from history, right? Just general history.
You know,
things don't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day.
You also can't just get into like a new job and just instantly succeed. You have to learn. You have to do some training.
Like,
exactly. It's just the way it goes. Yes. That's life.
Yes. Right? So when we have new people come here, we do want them to come in with that. We try to introduce that mindset that you're not going to be an expert at it right away. You're not.
Yeah.
Unless you've already done it, you will be okay. But even then, there's still the learning curve. So my favorite analogy to give people is snowboarding or skiing. Generally speaking, people in North America have tried one or the other at some point in their life. And if you have and you're in that boat and you remember the first time, it was not a breeze.
You didn't do well. Nope.
You didn't go to the Olympics, that's for sure. No, you fell, right? So me, I grew up skiing and I can barely remember what my first time was like. But snowboarding, on the other hand, I remember snowboarding very vividly.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell on my ass every 10 minutes, it felt like, because that's the reality of where I was, right? My skill level was not there. My understanding was not there. And as I did it more and more and more and more and tried again and again and again, obviously changing my approach each time, I got better.
Exactly.
And I got more natural at it.
You took 30 minutes to fall, and then you took an hour to fall, and then you took 3 hours to fall again.
And eventually I didn't fall.
You're correct.
And that was really fun. That was a good day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Didn't have to use a pillow to sit on. that's where we kind of look at VR, right? We want you to come in and do it with an idea of you're going to have fun. You're going to leave having having a fun time, but you may not be instantly successful.
Yeah.
Right?
And we've tried our best to alleviate a lot of that. So the explainer video is perfect. It kind of explains everything about how to set up and how to get started and what the buttons do and all of these things, right? And then on top of that, we have our fantastic staff running around. We're always asking or helping people, making sure people are doing well, making sure they're, you know, getting into their games, playing the games correctly, like, or I guess correctly is not the right word, but being able to play their games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all this good stuff. So, you know, we have an advantage of when you're playing VR for the first time, we have experts here that are helping, right? But if you have a headset at home, what does the first steps look like?
Yeah. Yeah, give yourself a buffer of that idea. You're not going to pick it up instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, VR, the manufacturers have done a good job of creating technology and creating the hardware that is relatively easy to use. And developers on the other side of that, right? The developers are the most responsible for creating a content that is intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So how intuitive can you go to where you don't even need to give any instruction to someone? You know, you look at something as simple as like the sport of baseball. So I will say I was humbled in this moment months ago, assuming that everyone has seen or played baseball in their lifetime, that they knew the concept that if you held a baseball bat, that you took a swing. Well, I encountered somebody who didn't.
Hmm.
They'd never seen it, never played it, and didn't know what they were doing. And so I had to go in and give them a kind of a base instruction of, here's what you should do to set yourself up for success.
Yeah.
Right? We do that a lot with one of our favorite games, Elven Assassin.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people I know in my life have never fired a bow and arrow in real world. It's just not something that comes up too often.
Not anymore.
Right? I don't see them hunting with it. I don't see them going to the range with it.
Yep.
That being said, the majority of those people have at least seen a bow and arrow and know what it does and how to work it. But using it and seeing it, well, that's the whole thing about VR. There's a big difference between seeing it and actually doing it.
Yeah.
And we definitely find people in Elven Assassin, that learning curve of getting good with the bow, it's there. It's 100% present. It's you're not going to hit bullseyes every time. You are not. Even if you've used an archery, a bow and arrow in the real world, you're still not going to be an expert right
exactly,
off the bat,
yeah.
Right? So, you know, again, we come into it, we say, allow yourself to get better. Allow yourself the opportunity to know that I'm going to get better.
So what are some steps that you personally take to like learn something new? Like, do you commit something to memory? Do you?
I first generally, well, the first thing is I calibrate myself with my own expectations. So
yeah.
I know that the world we live in today, everything is very instantaneous, being able to get information for yourself. But physical habits, physical attributes, those take time to develop and to automate into your system. So going in with the mindset of I'm not going to be physically great at this right off, that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, don't forget the basic idea of trial and error, that you're going to have to try something. And if it doesn't work, adjust. Readjust and try again.
Exactly.
So if you find, and this is a comedic thing when it comes to archery, is we often hear people will make the claim of, if you turn the bow sideways, it aims better. It really does. Logically, that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
Aiming has nothing to do with how you're holding it and has everything to do with how you're looking with your eyes.
Yep.
Right? So we try it again. We look at, adjust and retest, right? Adjust and retest. If you determine that turning the bow sideways for yourself is a more effective way of shooting, great. Then
utilize that.
Yes. Yep. And if you want to share it with your friends, let them know it worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not it just worked in general, right? So.
And one of the ways that I teach myself to learn is, it just in general for everything in life, is I pick up one thing at a time. So if there's this massive project I'm supposed to be doing, I'm going to cut it into as many small pieces as possible and then get good at each small thing.
Mm.
So for VR, I will pull the trigger 400 times. I'll just pull them. Then my body has that muscle memory where my fingers are going to be pulling that trigger anytime I want to select something.
Okay.
My touchpad, I will just run my thumb around on that touchpad over and over and over until my thumb is used to every single angle of that touchpad. A grip, I will grab the controllers a bunch of times with my hands. Even if I haven't just done it in a while, I'll do that because it's kind of hard to do. And getting used to that movement again is kind of important when you're playing VR. So just picking things up slowly is a huge, huge thing. So just anything across the entirety of your life, you can pick things up really quickly if you just pick up one small thing at a time. Whether it's writing, whether it's singing, whether it's labor, whether it's management, anything. You pick up one small thing of that job at a time, you'll be perfect at it in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. You try to take some take home with you. I had a thought, just about, one of the techniques, I would say, of how to be better in VR again and trying to flatten that learning curve, like you said, is the incremental addition of those types of skills. The other thing I could say, the other side of it that you can take with you is Occam's razor, right? The simplest answer is usually the right one.
Right.
Or a version of that. Is VR, you can definitely use that when it comes to VR, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you think something is possible in VR, it probably is. And so don't second guess yourself. When it comes to VR, if you're looking on the ground and you're thinking, I should pick that up, and your brain says, I should bend down and pick that up, do it. Trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. They will generally lead you in the right direction. And when it comes to, again, trying to adapt your VR to your lifestyle and trying to get good at something, think from the simplest possible term. If you're looking at something and you want to grab it, grab it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't try to use telekinesis to lift it up. It's not going to work. Just reach out and grab it, right? Okay, I started the timer a little bit late today, so I'm not even sure where we are for timing on this one. But was there any other kind of comments you could have to help people, adjust their experience when they come into a Control-V?
Well, yes, kind of. don't expect to be perfect at it. When you first come in and play VR, don't expect to pick it up and be an esport player where you're perfect at the game and you understand everything and you know where everything is. Even if you've watched YouTube videos, even if you've kind of interacted with VR before, maybe it's a different headset, maybe it's different controllers. We have different software here, so it's, you know, everything is going to be a little different. Control V is also very unique, as in we have our own software that when you put your headset on, you're in our control room, not a control room that you can get publicly anywhere else. Yeah. So yeah. You still have that learning curve, even if you have played VR a lot before and you're coming to Control V, right? So it's very interesting.
To summarize it, it's not the equipment, it is you. You are the problem. That's okay. That's okay, because everybody is the problem when it comes to the VR.
Yes.
So thanks again for sticking around and hanging out with us. If you'd like to book a session at your local Control V, head over to controlvarcade.com. If you're looking to get into business for yourself and open up one of the coolest arcades in the world, head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you just want to shoot us a message, have any ideas for some new episodes, or just want to chat, email us at ilovevr@controlvrcade.com.
Arcade.
We'll see you next time.
The next one.